This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera anasi uri musi wesvondo kubvumbi 10 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.viewishona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti hezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Bato rinopikisa reMDCT rinoti urongwa hwaro hwekuratidzira richinyunyuta nemamiriro ezvinhu munyika nemusi wechina svondo rino huri kuenderera mberi semarongero arakaita. Mubatanidzwa weZimbabwe National Agreement Platform, uyo nobatanza mapato ezvematongerwo enyika, wemachechi nemasangano akazvimirira, unoita musangano wekuronga mashandiro awo mune remangwana. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino Studio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America, uri muWashington DC, tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Bato reMDCT rinoti urongwa hwaro hwekuratidzira nemusi wechina svondo rino richinyunyuta nemamiriro aita zvinhu munyika huri kuenderera mberi semarongero arakaita. Mutungamiri webato iri vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti ivo mbune vachange vakatungamirawo kufora uku. Mutauriri webato iri vavo Betu Gutu vanoti mapurisa akatoziviswa kare nezveurongwa uhu uye havatarisiri kusangana nedambudziko rekuzorambidzwa kufora.
Ichokwadi ichocho kuti takazosarudza zuva remusi wechina, musi wa14 April, gore rino ra2016, kuti ndo musi wetichange tichiita mother of all demonstrations. Kutanga patinoti pa Freedom Square pane ground riya rakada kubatana nehotera yayi inonzi Rainbow Tower. Zvirongwa zviri kuenderera mberi zvakanakisisa fani, ende chinonyanyofadza ndechekuti vanhu vari kutaridza ivo kuti vatononokegwa. Vari kutoti musi wa14 waita kure, misangano yaiitwa yokumobilaiza vanhu. Zvataridza izvo kuti vanhu vana veZimbabwe vane shungu dzokuti vaite machi murunyararo, vachitaridza kunyunyuta kwavo nokunetsa kwezvinhu, kushayikwa kwemabasa, zhara iri munyika, nyaya ye15 billion inongonzi yakatsakatika yekwamarange ichiyadzwa diamonds nezvimwe zvakati wandei.
Matopiwa mvumo here nemapurisa yekunge muchienderera mberi nekuforawo?
Ndoda kuti vatereri vazive kuti mvumo haibvi kumapurisa, nokuti bumbiro romutemo pachezvaroroga rinotipa iro mvumo yokuti kana munhu kana kuti vanhu kana zvikwata zvevanhu zvichida kutaridzira kana tingangonzi muchirungu kuita mademonstration ari parunyararo, vane kodzero yokuzviita izvozvo. Chinongodiwa chete ndechekuti tinozivisa mapurisa, tonyora mwadi yakatonyorwa kuti isu musi wa14 April tichadawo kuita demonstration yakanangana nenyaya idzi neidzi neidzi, dzinova nyaya dzose dziri pamutemo. Saka pari zvino mapurisa akavudzwa, tangosara chete isu kungomirira kuti zuva risvike.
Avanga vari mutauriri weMDCT vavo Betu Gutu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Mubatanidzwa weZimbabwe National Agreement Platform kana kuti ZNAP uyo unobatanidza mapato ezvematongerwo enyika, machechi nemasangano akazvimirira unoti une hurongwa hwekuumba National Crisis Committee, committee ichange ichipa gwara kumubatanidzwa uyu. Izvi zvakabuda pamusangano wakaitwa svondo rapera wekuronga mashandiro esangano iri mune ramangwana. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, tabata mumwe wevari kutungamira ZNAP, Bishop Anselmo Magaya, kuti tinzwe kuti musangano wakaitwa nechipiri chapfuura uyu wakafamba sei.
Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform takaita workshop yanga yakasimba chaizvozvo yakanga ichitarisa nyaya yestrategy. Nyaya yainyanya kukurukurwa yakanga iri yekuongorora mamiriro aita zvino munyika yeZimbabwe. Uye takanyanya kutarisirana nematongerwo enyika yeZimbabwe, asiwo zvakare zvezveupfumi hweZimbabwe, uye kuti semaZimbabweans from across political divide, from across denominational divide, the civic society tingabatirana sei pamwe chete.
Saka zvii zvakasungwa pamusangano wenyu?
Zvakasungwa ndizvozvo zvokuti ZNAP nekuchimbidza ichakasira kuronga hurongwa hwakasiyana-siyana at district, provincial and national level kuti iresponde kumaproblems atinosangana nawo. Ndochokutanga ichocho chechipiri. Tikasungwa zvekare kuti tichaumba yatinoti National Crisis Committee yakayananokwa kuitwa bati fikirinouya tikusangana maprincipal nemaorganizations akasiyana-siyana emapolitical parties kuti tikwanisa kuchiconstituta National Crisis Committee inenge ichipa policy direction kuZNAPO program.
Mataura imi kuti pane mapato ezvematongerwo enyika akapindawo mumusangano uyu, mungakwanisa here kusununguka kwaadoma?
Hongo, kwanga kune mapato MBCT, kwakune vana African Democratic Party, vana nevanafunde nemamwe yakadaro kuti ese aisvika 7 vana Rebuild Zimbabwe. Pane vamwe ordinarily vangadai vakauya vakaita sana Transform Zimbabwe vasina kuzoona kuti vakakundikana sei, hatisataona feedback, but vanhu vari kusubscribe kuurongwa weZNAP.
Vanga vari mumwe vari kutungamira urongwa weZNAP, Bishop Anselmo Magaya, vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Nzara inonzi yabata matunhu akawanda emunyika, uye zvinonzi yave kuita kuti vamwe varimi vakawanda varasikirwe nezvipfuyo zvavo kune makoronyera ayo anonzi ave kutora mukana wekutenga zvipfuwo izvi nemutengo uri pasi pasi. Vagari vemumaruwa akawanda vanoti vave kumanikidzwa kutengesa mombe nembudzi dzavo nemitengo iri pasi pasi kazhinji inenge ichitarwa nevatengi, kwete kuti ivo varidzi vezvipfuwo vatare ivo mitengo. Izvi zvatsinirwawo neimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzechikafu, Reverend Forbes Matonga, ava vanoti vanhu vanokwanisa kurerutsawo matambudziko enzara kuburikidza nekufusha muriwo munguva inenge mvura ichinaya.
Zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Ndo zvinonzika ukaona kuti nzwararira mangaya vasina chembwa. Emphasis inoenda kuwanhu. Zvinoreva kuti zvipfuwo zviri pakaomarara. Nekuti handi vangana vangakwanisi kubatsira zvipfuwo ivo vanhu vari kufa nenzara. Zvazvinoreva zvekare ndezvekuti takuenda muya munonzi kuchipwa kwemaassets evanhu vari mumareserva. Weini vanhu vane mari, vane mabhuchari vakuenda kotenga mombe dzevanhu chipwa. Zvoita kuti vanhu vanosara vasisina maassets mumaruwa vatorerwa nevanhu vanenge vachivapa tumari tushoma zvomani kuda kwecrisis.
Zvii zvimwe zvingaitwa tichitarisawo iyo chenjedzo iyi?
Zvaira kuti zviitwe ndezvekudaizvi kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai semaprovinsi anenge ana Mashonaland, Mashonaland East, Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland West. Kunyanya Mashonaland East iri kurisivha mvura dzinenge dzakati wandei. Dai vanhu vaikurudzirwa kuti nguva iyoyo ngavadyare mavegetables ekuti vanofanira kufusha. Zvinonobatsira izvozvo kuti vanenge vaine miriwo.
Ava vanga vari nyanzvi munyaya dzechikafu, Reverend Forbes Matonga, vari parunare neStudio 7. Yashika nguwe ya tino kuende sayi kuna Blessing Zulu kwa ano tipa churongwa che zvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambira nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Leo Munyono avo vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa mudunhu reManicaland musangano reStudents and Youth Working on Reproductive Health Action Team rinozikanwa nevakawanda kuti Say What. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano pastudio 7 mukoma Leo. Right, mukoma Leo, mungatudza kuti sangano renyu rinoita basa rei chaizvo?
Tinokurudzira vechidiki nezveutano hwavo hwezinengo dzesitarudzira kuti utano hwekukura hunonzi pachirungu reproductive health. Nokudaro tinokurudzira vechidiki kuti vange vachikura zvakanaka vakazvibata, uyewo vasingasangana nematambudziko akaita sei anozovaisa panjodzi yekubatira zvirwere zvepabonde zvinosanganisira maSTI kana kuti njovhera kana kuti siki, zvangu vachizokwanisa kukura zvakanaka. Saka isu tinovakurudzira kuti kana vachinge vachikura kudai vanokwanisa kusangana nematambudziko iwaya kana vachinge vasina kuzvibata. Tinovakurudzira kuti kana vachinge vayaruka vanokwanisa ivo kutanga kushandisa methodi yatingati iyo pachirungu abstinence kana kuti kuzvibata kutoita zvepabonde zvachose. Asi tinozivisawo zvakare kuti kune vamwe vasingakwanisi kuchaita zvokuzvibata izvi vakatokundikana kare, vavo vanokwanisa kunge vakaroorwa kana kuti vakaroorana, uyewo tinenge taakuvati zvinonga vachiwimbika kumudiwa wavo imwe chete iyeye waanenge akada, yatingati being faithful pachirungu. Asi iwo kunewo zvakare vakakundikanawo zvakare vasingachakwanisi kana kuti vatingatuti vakatoita bonde kare, ivavo tinovakurudzira kuti vange vachiita bonde rakadzivirirwa kana kuti yatingati protected sex.
Munenge muchitarisa mazera api chaizvo apa?
Mazera atinotarisana nawo ndevechidiki. Mazera echidiki aya akasiyana-siyana. Tingati kutangira pavana vanenge vachiri kuzvikoro vanotangira pama-15 to 24 years. Age group iyoyi ndo yatingati ndo ine vechidiki vakawandisa, vatingati maadolescents vachiri kukura kubva muhudiki kuenda muukuru. Tinozotarisawo zvakare kunyange nevari pamusoro pe-24 years vachinosvika mu-35 years, ndo vatingati isusu vechidiki vanenge vayaruka havasisiri zvavo maadolescence. Ivava zvakare tinokwanisa kunge tichisvika zvakare kwavari nemashoko ivaya.
Munosangana sei nevechidiki kuti muite dzidziso iyi?
Isu tinonyanya kushanda nezvikoro zvemhando yapamusoro kana kuti yatingati matertiary institutions, ndo vakaita semateachers colleges, mapolytechnical colleges, maagricultural colleges, mauniversities. Kune vechidiki vaya vanenge vatingati vayaruka, vazhinji kacho imomo mumakoleji mune vanenge vari above 18 kusvika kumakore angasvika kuma-25-26 years. Saka ivayo ndo our primary target yatinotargeta. Asi tinewo zvakare zvimwe zvirongwa zvatinoita mumaruwa nevechidiki vaya vatingati maout of school youth, vanenge vasiri kuchikoro asi vangogara mumaruwa, vazhinji vavo vanenge vari pamakore anokwana kuita 18 kuenda pa-24 years. Saka zvirongwa zvedu zvatinoshandisa isu tinonyanya kushandisa methodi yatingati pachirungu edutainment, kana kuti kudzidza nokufara panguva imwe chete. Patinoti paya pavanoita mitambo yebhora, pavanoungana sevechidiki vachiita makwikwa akasiyana-siyana, isu tinosvikapo zvakare tovadzidzisa kana kuti tova nenguva yatinotaura nezvavo tichivakurudzira kuti vakomana zvamafara kudai, asi rangarirai kuti kune zvirwere zvepabonde zvamafara kudai, rangarirai kuti tinofanirwa kuti tizonge tiri vechidiki vane unhu hwakanaka, singa abuse zvinodhaka kana kuti madrugs, uyewo zvitiri vakomana nevasikana vanoziva tarudzo dzekuzoita kana vasvika panguva yakaoma yekuti vasangana nokuita bonde.
Mukoma Leo, tiri kuona kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvakati omei iko zvino nemamiriro akaita upfumi zvakupa kuti vamwe vadzidzi vechisikana vaende kunotsvaga mari nenzira dzisina kunaka. Zvatingati vanoguma voita chipfambi, vakomana ndizvo zvimwe chetewo zvinenge zviri kunzi zviri kuitika makoreji. Idambudziko ramuri kuona here?
Dambudziko iroro riri kuwanikwa, tingati ragara ringoripo rekuti panogumisira pane kuti vasikana vanenge vaakutsvaga varume vanenge vakati vechikuru kana kuti vatingati isusu vanenge vaakuita atingati maintergenerational relationships, kudanana nevarume vezera repamusoro, nenyaya yekuti varume ava vanenge vaine mari kana kuti vanenge vakashanda kare, zvokuti iyo vasikana nenyaya yekuti vanenge vatambudzika vanongozoti ndazviwanira pano kunonga dhora parufu wongodini wongopinda mumarelationship iwayo. Nyaya dzakadaro tinodzivaka zhinji, asi zvinoramba zvichingovakurudzira kuti weduwe kana mauya pano pakoesa kana kuti mafambira mune zvikoro zvemhando yepamusoro izvo edzai kuzvibata nekuti varume havanongouya asi havana pundutso vanokusiyai mine zvirwere vanenge vaine vadzimai vavo kudzimba uku vokusiyai mine mamuna taisirewo
saka vanhu vanenge vachida kupinda muzvirongwa zvenyu izvi vanoita sei
vanoita vanoda kupinda muzvirongwa zvedu kazhinji kacho tinonyanya kuti kana vachinge vasvika pacollege tinovaitira chirongwa chatingaticho orientation kana kuti programu yekuparura kana kuti yekuvadzidzisa nezvemalife skills vachangosvika pacollege ipapo makoreji ose nemayunivhesiti ose ane zvimazuva avanotipa atinoti tokokwa pacollege ipapo todini tokupfuura nemastudents ivayo vanenge vachiri kungotanga saka ipapo ndo patinobva tavapa macondact details edu asi mamutare isu tinowanikwa tiri pamutare teachers college.
Aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Leo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Manga makateerera kune vanoona nezvekurongwa kwemabasa musangano reStudents and Youth Working on Reproductive Health Action Team kana kuti SEIWAT mukoma Leo Munyono avo vanoshandira kuManicaland. Aiwa hama wadiwa nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokuoneka ine mufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri tosangana zvakare svondo rinouya. Ndokusiyai maoko aJonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Blessing nechirongwa chako. Tokupai kambo pemberai kubva kuna Thomas Tafire nyika mapfumo tichirangarira nguva yekusvitsa makore 36 nyika yawana kuzvitonga. Nako kambo pemberai kekuyeuchidza vana veZimbabwe kuti pembererai rusununguko rwakauya makore 36 adarika atiri kucherechedza musi wa 18 mwedzi uno. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai titarise musoro yenhau zvakare. Bato rinopikisa reMDCT rinoti urongwa hwaro hwekuratidzira richinyunyuta nemamiriro ezvinhu munyika nemusi wechina huri kuenderera mberi. Mubatanidzwa weZNUP uyo unobatanidza mapato ezvematongerwo enyika, machechi nemasangano akazvimirira, unoita musangano wekuronga mashandiro avo mune ramangwana. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Kune vasina kukwanisa kunzwa nhau dzedu dzanhasi, teererai paindaneti pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndokusiyai mina maFlas Muhlanganya uye.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, April 10th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the opposition MDCT says it will go ahead with its planned protest Thursday in Harare against the continued decline of the state of the economy and other issues.
It will start from the Freedom Square, the open space adjacent to the Harare Magistrates Court. People will then march from the Freedom Square, they will march into Robert Mugabe Road. They will then march up into downtown Harare and end the march at the Africa Unity Square.
Some women war veterans say they are disappointed by the recent meeting held by President Robert Mugabe with war veterans in Harare, as it did not address the issues as women.
I personally feel that, I mean, the meeting was just like any other meeting. And we thought, I mean, as women, our concerns were going to be addressed. But, I mean, nothing of that sort came out of the meeting. Instead, women, we became a laughing stock.
People in Gokwe say they are now resorting to eating wild fruits as hunger tightens its grip in the area.
I am Tobias Siwanda from Gokwe, Kavim constituency, Chief Sinchembo, Ward 30, Vumba. Here we are struggling with hunger. We are now surviving with the fruits like takata, guavas, and many others. Some of the fruits are hazardous to our children and our animals.
A Zimbabwean lady who was repatriated from Kuwait after being held captive by her employers advises others seeking employment in Arab states to exercise due diligence.
My message to the women who are still in Kuwait is don't lose hope, don't give up on hope, and don't give up on God. Because I believe to be back here is not by power, by might, but by the grace of God.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The opposition MDCT says it will go ahead with its planned protest Thursday in Harare against the state of the economy and other issues. MDCT spokesman Obert Gutu says the police have already been notified of the march in line with the new constitution. Gutu tells us more on the issue.
It will start from the Freedom Square, the open space adjacent to the Harare Magistrates Court. People will then march from the Freedom Square. They will march into Robert Mugabe Road. They will then march up into downtown Harare and end the march at the Africa Unity Square, right in the city center of Harare. The main thrust or the main themes of the march are five areas. The key area, really, I would say, is to do with the 2.2 million jobs that the ZANU-PF regime promised to deliver to the people of Zimbabwe. We, the people of Zimbabwe, particularly the youth, are saying, where are the 2.2 million jobs that you promised to deliver to us? Secondly, there is also the issue of $15 billion that President Robert Mugabe himself publicly stated had gone missing from the Chiatzwa-Marange diamond field. The people of Zimbabwe obviously demand answers from the ZANU-PF government. They want to know what exactly happened to the $15 billion. They want to know who took that money and where it was taken to. The other is to do with the missing persons. We all know that over the years, people have just been disappearing in Zimbabwe, particularly human rights activists. And the most prominent of whom of late is Itai Dzamara, who has been missing for more than 12 months now. There's also the case of Mr. Nabanyana of Ulawayo, who has been missing since 2000, and indeed several other Zimbabweans, particularly human rights activists, who have just disappeared into thin air. We also want the government of Robert Mugabe to tell us where those people are, and better still, to ensure that all those people who have disappeared are returned safely back to their families. There's also the issue of drought, food aid. Opposition activists, particularly in the drought-stricken provinces of Mashingo, Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South, and parts of Manicaland and Mash East and Mash West, are actually being denied government food aid on partisan grounds. So we want also the government to make sure that food is given to all Zimbabweans, all deserving Zimbabweans, irrespective of their political affiliation.
That was MDCT spokesman Obed Gutu in Harare. Some women war veterans say they are disappointed by the recent meeting held by President Robert Mugabe with war veterans in Harare last week, as it did not address their issues as women. Former war veteran Daphne Kanoti, who was at the meeting, tells us more on the issue.
I personally feel that, the meeting was just like any other meeting. And we thought, as women, our concerns were going to be addressed. But, nothing of that sort came out of the meeting. Instead, women, we became a laughing stock.
You were saying that women became a laughing stock. What do you mean? What happened?
Initially, we were of the opinion that one of us was going to present one of the six thematics. But instead, the lady who was chosen to present, she was told not to present, of which we don't understand what really happened. The thematics were presented by the six men. Why wasn't she called to present? Everybody questioned that. What was the reason for her not to present?
What were some of the issues that you would have liked to see President Mugabe touch on, especially when it comes to women former Liberation War heroes' concerns?
I feel, the issue of women representation in parliament and women heading different organizations, and also even having women presenting the minds, those were some of the issues which were supposed to have been taken care of by the president.
So moving forward, what is your wish as former Liberation War veterans, as women? What's your wish? What kind of meeting would you like to have in future?
In future, if you could have a meeting with the president, mainly for women, not men included, just having women, having a talk with the president, I would suggest that that would be good. At least women can say whatever they want about their concerns to the president and to hear what he says.
That was former war veteran Daphne Kanoti. People in Gokwe say they are now resorting to eating wild fruits as hunger tightens its grip in the area. We hear more from a Gokwe resident on what is happening in the area.
I'm Tobias Siwanda from Gokwe, Kavuyin constituency, Chief Sinchembo, Ward 3, Vumba. Here we are struggling with the hunger. We are now surviving with the fruits like takata, guavas, and many others. Some of them, the fruits are hazardous to our children and our animals. Some of the people are doing illegal hunting for them to survive, but they are being arrested and killed because of hunger. Our government is not yet help us now. They are promising us there is maize coming around. the corner. But the problem is that the maize is going to be sold.
How much will the maize be sold to people in your constituency?
Each 50 kg sold with $15 each.
So do people in your area have this kind of money?
They don't have any money.
What about livestock? Most people usually keep cattle or goats or chickens. Why not sell those and buy some maize? What's the situation with the livestock there?
The animals were the men of us, they don't have any because they sold them at January with the low in 2 months. Each sold the $50 cattle and the goat $8 each.
So when is this promised maize supposed to be coming?
Come next month.
What message do you have for government? Have you tried to speak to your MP for your area? What are they saying?
We meet them, but they refuse to give anything. And I wish the great favor to our government to give us that food free without money because we don't have money. We wish the non-governmental organization to help us.
That was Tobias Sibanda in Gokwe. A Zimbabwean lady who was repatriated from Kuwait after being held captive by her employers advises others seeking employment in Arab states to exercise due diligence. Nyasha Moyo tells us more on the issue.
When we got there, we were asked to sign a contract which was written in Arabic.
How were you able to break that contract and repatriate back to Zimbabwe when others are still stuck there?
I was able to contact the Zim consulate in Kuwait through secret messages. And they came to rescue me.
Also, how old are you? And had you worked as a maid before in Zimbabwe?
I'm 27. I had never worked as a maid in my life.
What's your level of education? And what made you then decide to say, no, I'm going to take this Kuwait opportunity?
I'm degreed, but wasn't employed. And it's been a while. I've been looking for work, but it seems I'm not getting.
How long did the process take for you from, you know, after you sent the secret messages to being rescued and then coming back to Zimbabwe?
It took me about a week.
What message would you have for women listening out there that may actually be looking at taking up such opportunities in some of these countries outside of Zimbabwe?
For an Arabic country, I would say no, no, no. But for other countries, I just want them to be very careful because when you hear a sweet deal, I guess it will always turn sour if you don't give it a very, very good background checkup. Probably you should just check with the Zim consulate in the countries of destiny, probably to check with Foreign Affairs in Zimbabwe, to also use Google. And I would advise that you mustn't travel to any country when you don't know anyone there, especially if the person who's coming to get you at the airport, you don't even know as well.
And what message would you have for other women that are still in captivity in Kuwait?
My message to the women who are still in Kuwait is don't lose hope. Don't give up on hope and don't give up on God, because I believe to be back here is not by power, by might, but by the grace of God. And the government of Zimbabwe has promised to rescue all of you. So just don't lose hope. Keep pushing. You'll come back home.
That was Nyasha Moyo in Harare. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Ignatius Murambidzi, who is with the Zimbabwe National Association for Mental Health. Ignatius, thank you so much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you. You're most welcome.
One of the growing issues that Zimbabwe is facing is the increased view of mental health issues amongst young people. Can you tell us what's going on?
Of late, we have seen a number of our youth in the country engaging in substance abuse activities, which has brought a number of problems with respect to their mental health status. Let me say one of the main reasons for admission in our psychiatric unit in the country among youth ages from 18 to about 20, 35, it's due to substance-related disorders.
You speak of the issue of admission, but are most youth forthcoming to seek assistance?
Unfortunately, they only come when it is too late, for a number of reasons. The first is that we don't have substance abuse treatment centers and rehabilitation centers that are outside psychiatric institutions. So when youth are engaging in substance abuse activities, they wouldn't want to be associated with other mental disorders such as schizophrenia, depression, that are mainly, housed in the state psychiatric institutions.
As an organization, the Zimbabwe National Association for Mental Health, are you having any programs that are helping to give more information?
Yes. As an organization, we do have a number of education and awareness activities that we are conducting. But obviously, there's a lot that needs to be done.
What are some, when we talk about the substance abuse and then what, in terms of mental health, the issues that people are facing, what are some of the symptoms that young people, have?
What we have observed maybe to begin with is when these youth are abusing substances, obviously it's due to a number of reasons. First, most of them are out of employment. They have nothing to occupy themselves. Secondly, because of that, there is a lot of, stressful situations which they would then use substances as maybe a way to try and cope with the stressful events they will be facing each and every day, as I said, related to unemployment. Now, when they are abusing these substances, or maybe when they seek refuge in substances, do they know that, it will have long-term consequences with respect to their mental well-being?
What is the first point for young people, even people, anyone in Zimbabwe, to get assistance? What should they do first and foremost?
In our country, mental health services have since been decentralized, meaning to say if one goes to the nearest primary health care center, they are able to access mental health services at that point. Then once they present at the nearest primary health center, if the problem is such that they would need a specialist mental health practitioner, they will be referred. But as I have already said, most of them, when they present at primary health care center and they are told or maybe they are referred to go and seek further services from a specialized mental health practitioner, they would not go, as I said, maybe it's because of stigma or maybe it's because of lack of information.
And with that, what's your message on the issue of stigma?
Well, we are very much aware from the evidence that is there that one in every four person is at risk of developing a mental disorder in any given year. So what we are saying is, we never know who will be the next. And if we continue to stigmatize, if we continue to discriminate, who knows, probably tomorrow it will be me who will be seeking those services. So it's better that we work together, improve our services.
With that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
You're welcome.
That was Ignatius Murambidzi with the Zimbabwe National Association for Mental Health joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo, for that inspiring interview. This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night. Have a great week ahead.
siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 10 kuMabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi eZimbabwe Teachers Association ithi ilungiselela ukukhulumisana lohulumende ngohlelo lokuthi abantwana befungiswe ekuseni nsuku zonke esikolo. I-National Pledge yena engazange avumelane lomphakathi ngalolu hlelo. Abasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo agoqela ele-MDCT bathi belokhu bencitshwa ukudla okwabelwa uZulu olambayo ngohulumende eBhinga. Induna sezikhuthazwe ukuthi zihloniphe isiqondiso sikahulumende esokuthi zingavumeli abantu abathi bakhupha abathakathi ezigabeni zabo ngoba bebangela ingxabano. Njengenjayelo sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungamela inkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi eZimbabwe Teachers Association iZimta ithi ilungiselela ukukhulumisana lohulumende ngohlelo lwakhe olokuthi abantwana befungiswe ekuseni nsuku zonke ezikolo. I-National Pledge yena engazange avumelane lomphakathi ngalolu hlelo. Isiphathamandla seZimta umnumzana Richard Gundani uthi bazakhulumisana lomphathintambo obona ngezemfundo umnumzana Lazarus Dokora emhlanganweni wabo omkhulu oyeconference eVictoria Falls ekupheleni kwayona le inyanga.
Udaba olwesikule sanobeka ku-National Executive Committee eZimta eZimbabwe Teachers Association kuliviki edlulileyo. So-ke kasikaqinisi ukuthi sikhethe umsebenzi wangkhona. Kodwa into ephumayo esobala yikuthi kanti kungani isikulekile isingani iba yiprayer ukuthi nxa isikhuluma lo ukuthi ogodi njani sokungani isiyakhuleka. Kanti abantu bonke abaseZimbabwe abantwana bonke abafundayo bayakhuleka ngaleyo ndlela na. So yiwo umbuzo obuyayo ukuthi umuntu wonke i-constitution yeZimbabwe nxa ikhuluma iyakhuluma yini ukuthi umuntu wonke kumele ukuthi akhuleke ngaleyo ndlela. Ngingakhangele siyabe sibona ukuthi esikole laphana kulabantwana abajiyeneyo abanye-ke bangaba ngama-Muslim, abanye babuya baba ngama-Christians, abanye babuya labo bakhuleke ngendlela zabo ezijiyeneyo. Isileji kakumelanga ukuthi ibe yiprayer ukuthi kube sokuqina esikubonayo ezikolo abanye abazali bayabuya besithi kanti indaba selisenza ukuthi abantwana bakhuleke ngaleyi ndlela ngase beyenza iskuplet.
Ye, ngezinye indlela njengoba kubhaliwe ukuthi ugodi umlimu lo mvukela le chimurenga libona ingane abahlanganisanga wonke umuntu lapha
kuhlangene umvukela le chimurenga lokho kurayithi. Kodwa into abantu abayiqondayo ukuthi kanti ukukhuleka lokhu hhayi singakubiki phakathi khonapha. Ngasikhulumeni-ke ngomvikela, sikhulumeni phela ngethimurenga, sikhulumeni phela lezinto eziqakathekile umuntu wonke owalapha eZimbabwe.
Belisathili lo munye umbono ngalolu daba?
Yes, omunye umbono-ke ukuthi into ethiwa yi-school play, i-national play, yinto eqakatheke kakhulu. Nxa iqakatheke kakhulu kumele ukuthi umuntu wonke omele ukuthi abantu bonke bavumelane ukuthi okuzabhalwayo kupuleti yikuphi. So into ekhona lapha yikuthi ipuleti kakumelanga ukuthi ibhalwe ngabantu abalutshwana abaphezulu. Bebe sebeyiletha ukuthi abantwana bonke laba balisi bonke bayisebenze leyo puleti. Kodwa-ke kumele ukuthi abantu baqale bavumelane ukuthi esizakubhalayo kupuleti yikuphi ukwenzela ukuthi-ke sibe le national puleti enjani. Ngoba lapho kuqakathekile ukuthi ipuleti sibe khona. Abantu kumele ukuthi bavumelane abajiyeneyo bahlale phansi ama-stakeholders wonke bavumelane ukuthi ipuleti esifunayo. So sizabe silokho sikusebenza-ke kulinyanga sithethe umsebenzi le-conference esizayo yenzayo e-Victoria Falls inyanga le aka-April iphela.
Lo umnumzana Richard Gundane isiphathamandla seZimta ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseHarare. Abasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo agoqela ele NDCT bathi belokhu bencitshwa ukudla okwabelwa uZulu olambayo ngohulumende eBinga. Umgcini sihlalo weBinga Rural District Council umnumzana Dube Mkomboy olilunga le-MDCT uthi kufanele kubandlulula lokho kuphele ngoba kule ndlala esabekayo kulesi sigaba.
Indlala eseBinga kuthiwa nje singesakithi, kuthiwa umangulo laleziko, abantu balambile, abantu ngabafunanga. Kodwa njengokwazi ukuthi isisekelo sombuso sithi sona uhulumende obusayo kumele anike abantu abalambileyo ngesikhathi esiyiso. But into emangalisayo sibona ukudla sekuhamba ngezinduna, sekuhamba labaswabhuku, sekuthiwa yibo asebethwala ama-register abantu abalambileyo. Unduna ngosenguwe okuhamba ngendaba yesikhafu endo ekugcineni kuyatholakala abantu sebephiwa ngamathikithi ezihambi.
Abe-MDC la amanye amabandla aphikisayo kabakuthole.
Ya, abanye ngabakutholi ngoba bona into yabo eyabehleliwe Nkomo ngoba ikhanya into yabo iyabilungisiwa isuke ema-ofisini yabo. Yebo bona sebakhiphe ukuthi ukudla kuhanjiswe ngabokhansila, sewuhanjiswa nezinduna. Njengoba wazi ipolitiki yeZimbabwe ukuthi onduna beZimbabwe ngonduna zami.
Lokho yikudla kukahulumende okwenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kufana labo World Vision, labo World Food Program, akukalifinyeleli yini?
Ya, kuyakhanya iyendi ze, but sekuphelile ngoba kuphele ngoMatch. Sibe silabo o-Lead Trust besebenza ndawonye labo World Food Program, labo KMTC, labo Save the Children, benike imali yama-cash transfers kuma-beneficiaries abo bayathatha through ama-eco-cash. Kubo ukudla kube yalenhlanganiso kuphose kube ngcono ikuthi nje kuphela osabhuku kuyabe sebeyibo abafaka abantu babo ngendlela engasiyo ngoba osabhuku yebo abayenza i-list yabantu abasemabhukwini abo. So abahouseholdi lona uyathola ukuthi yabe sefakwe kunhlelo yabo njengezami.
Umnumzana Dube Mkomboy ngumgcini sihlalo weBinga Rural District Council ubexoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekhonale eBinga. Induna uChief Gambu Sithole weCholocho usekhuthaze ezinye induna elizweni ukuthi zihloniphe isiqondiso abasiphiwa nguhulumende esasibhalwe kuphetshana lesecular esokuthi bengavumeli abantu abazithi bakhupha abathakathi ezigabeni zabo.
Sanikwe enye secular eyayisitsho khona lokhu ukuthi hayi machief kulabo otsika mtanda lapho singabavumeli ezigabeni abathi bazokhipha isinto bethathela abantu ezinkomo lingabavumeli. But amanye ama-chief ayakwenza khona lokhu abayabavumeli. Uyabe usuphambanisa ama-rights abanye abantu khona. Kumele sikunanzelele khona lokhu njengezinduna. Of course umsebenzi wethu ngowokukhuza olapho konakele khona. Ama-chief alo msebenzi omkhulu wokukhuza. Abanye futhi ama-chief siyakwenza ukuthi khona sikhiphise abantu ngenkani amabele kumbe imali yokunika labana abantu abaya enjelele. Abantu abangamaKristu kakuhambisani lenkolo yabo khona lokho. So babe bekwenza uyabe usubawonisa because babe sebekwenza bengakhululekanga. Wena njengenduna kumele ube ngubaba wabo bonke abantu. Ube ngubaba wabakhonzayo, ube ngubaba wabanjani, wabahamba enjelele abagcina amasiko. Bonke ngabantu abakho kumele ubagcine ngokulingana ngokufanana. Uzwe isikhalazo salwana okhonzayo, uzwe isikhalazo salwana ohamba enjelele, ukulalele konke.
Okwabothika Mthanda kubhahile yini eCholocho?
Kwezinye izinduna bagcwele, mina kimi vele ambafuni, ansoze ngabafuna loba nini, yambaxotshe kabakho. Mina kimi usebhuku othena obizothika Mthanda ngingakwazi. Kimya uyahlawuliswa kini. okunye kungabe kuliqiniso but basebenzisa ukwethusela ungethusela bakunathisa eminye imithi ugcina ungasaboni kahle usuphunguvuma okunye ungananzele lapho abadlule khona abachiya kulokuxabana yabe selicabana selikhangelelana ukuthi lwana uyaloya lwana unyenyuka lwana unjani lwana unjani. Baqede lapho bathatha inkomo zabantu bayazithatha inkomo zihle zithengiswe khona lapho ungatshela amapholisa abathathi action babe bezoxabanisa abantu bami. Umuntu nxa elensolo asithi kumbe kufiwe thina sikwazi ukuthiwa umuntu wayebhika ibhatshi ahambe ayitshaya ingcwaba kusekwaya ngaphi khona lokho right kuzathiwa umuntu nangu nguye olenyoka esigabeni inyeko yangikhona kayikhitshwa kakhulu bakhangela izakhamizi abahluphekayo ogogo abangasakwanisi ukuzikhulumela yibo abathagethwayo kumbe ungaba isikhulu sokuthiwa ule something bangabuya bakothusele nelawo futhi ulesintu sakho siphilayo kubantu baphila balesintu sabo abasiphilayo ususethuselwa unxenyule ulezihlahla zakho ontolwane ezingayisizo ezimbi ezokunathi izihaqa sokuthiwa nazi yimithi le akutshela abantu ukuthi lo ngwani lo ngwani lo ngwani ngokubulala lo ngwani lwana.
Leyo yinduna uChief Gambo Sithole weCholocho obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagasi angu 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930. 6065 laku 15460 kilohertz. Lila kunjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet ukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Ngesilichiye kancinyane ezandleni zikaNtungameli Nkomo we Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ngixoxa lomqondisi wenhlanganiso yabasakhulayo abangasebenziyo kobulawayo iBulawayo Unemployment Youth Agenda umnumzana Zenzo Nyoni. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Nyoni.
Siyabonga Nkomo, siyakumukela lathi ba.
Ilumi njani udaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi kulezi nsuku?
Nkomo, elizweni esingakutsho ukuthi kakutshintshanga lutho, isimo lokhu sesala sisehla, lesimo lokhu sesala sisiba nzima kubontanga. Ontanga bakulezi nsuku sebeyibona asebeziqhatha ngokuthengisa i-airtime yamafoni and lokuthengisa esingathi izithelo ama-fruits. Lakho khona lapho nje besenza njalo Nkomo, ama-fruits akhona azothengwa ngobani kungela msebenzi ngoba laba asebe sithi bengabhodabhoda bethole ukuthi bethole imadlanyana laphana nalaphana sebegcinela izimali zokuthenga ukudla okuqondileyo endlini sebebalutshwana kakhulu laba bathenga ama-fruits esingathi kuma-vendors laba kungena ku-vending labo sebebalutshwana ngoba akusela bantu abathengayo izithelo zabo. So esingakutsho Nkomo, njengabontanga obulawayo noma ngathi izwe jikelele kunzima kakhulu, kunzima elizweni leZimbabwe.
Ekhulwini ungathi bayisilinganiso esinganani abasakhulayo abangasebenziyo kobulawayo?
Singathi kobulawayo 95% yama-youth akobulawayo awakho emsebenzini. Yikho sokwande lobubi obuningi oso singathi ubusela sokwandile. Labo sisi bethu laba abancinyani nabo sebezama ukuthi beziphilise ngendlela ezijiyeneyo esesithi nxa sesukukhangela thina kuyindlela ecina sebezingenisa engozini yomkhuhlane yakulezi nsuku HIV and AIDS ngoba most singathi 95% of ontanga abasebenzi and nxa bengasebenzi indlela zokuthi beziphilise sebezidinga ngendlela eziningi eziyingozi.
Ngakho abaningi sebengamasela njalo abanye sebethengisa imizimba.
Ngokunjalo Nkomo, abasela nhloni nangakho ukuthengisa umzimba ngoba uyamuzwa umuntu ethi ma unganikeza okokudla angeke ngenze lokho. Ilizwe limi kubi Nkomo, limi ngamazwane ilizwe, akulanto enhle eZimbabwe. Ungezwa umuntu esithi uhleli kuhle ukuthi uthi umuntu lona esingathi uyabe eselisela sekulilizwe lamasela leli.
Lilo hlelo lokusebenza endaweni zikaZulu ezifana lezibhedlela lilungisisa lapho konakale khona kungelambadalo, akusichazisele ngohlelo lolo.
Esikuchoyo baba Nkomo, njengami mina uzenzo engasungula le inhlanganiso, sathi silenjongo yokusungula le inhlanganiso kwakuyikuthi senelise ukuncedisa ontanga ngesithu esingathi behavioral change ukuthi bezame ukuzitshintsha bezikhiphe isimweni lesengikhulume ngaso sokuthi noma imisebenzi ingekho kodwa bengazingenisi ezingozini zokuthi bethengise umzimba noma umsebenzi ungekho bengazingenisi engozini yokuthi bebe ngamasela sawonanzelela ukuthi nokuqhakathekile ukuthi sibuthelele ontanga sikhulumisane nabo sibabonise ukuthi noma umsebenzi ungekho kodwa kukhona okungabayenza behlale bengabakhutheleyo besibabhizi esigabeni ukuthi labo bebonakala ukuthi ngabantwana abanomkhumbulo ama nesifiso sokuthi besizwe labo besize ngoba nxa sasasihamba sisiya yenza esingathi umsebenzi wesigaba ngesilungu esingathi community program esiyenza phakathi na kwesigaba ukuthi sincedise njengempilo buya yahamba empilo yabona ukuthi omama bethu osisi bethu babelethela emahodini angani asahlanzekanga sakwanisa ukuthi sikhulumisane nabanye laphana ukuthi sincedise empilo sabe sisiyapenda impilo kwaba ngokunye okuyingxenye esathi ngcono sincedise phakathi kwesigaba sibonakale njengabantwana ukuthi ibuya asonhlanganiso ezofundisa abantwana ukwenza into ezimbi kodwa inhlanganiso ezofundisa abantwana ukuthi beziphathe kanjani njalo bencedise kanjani ukuze labo bancediseke bebonakale phakathi kwesigaba ukuthi ngabantwana abazibuthilele abazakhilele
umuntu ongasebenziyo nyoni umkhombisa uthini ngokuthi liyesebenza esibhedlela kungelambhadalo yena elambile efuna imali yokuziphilisa
umsebenzi onzima ngoba omunye uze kutshela esithi ngizathola ngoba njengoba ngitshilo ngathi osokukhuluma kakhulu kusesiswini abantu sebekhangele into eziyesiswini bakhona abakuzwisisayo lokho abakuphatha njengento eqakathekileyo bebekhona nabanye abangakuzwisisiyo kodwa njengebuya iBulawayo Unemployment Youth Agenda sinendlela sile maqembu achiyeneyo esingathi akhangele ontanga ukuba ncedisa ngokubanika imibono eqakathekileyo ukuzama ukubakhombisa ngendlela yokukhalipha ukuthi noma engabe ehlele engahamba ngwancedisa esigabeni kodwa usizo uzalithatha ngapi umsebenzi uzawuthatha ngapi kodwa mhlawumbe ngokubonakala ephakathini komphakathi engomunye ophathisayo mhlawumbe ancediseke ngoba sihlangana nabantu abanengezindlela ngoba njengoba nasisho nje kanje ukuthi maningi iminingi imisebenzi yesigaba esesiyenzile eTown Group, TP Hospital, eMthunzini weThemba, Children's Home, eNtembeni Old People's Home, lapho hleli khona abadala asebegogekile labantu asebekhulile lempilo, le matopo, indawo ezijineyo, ematopo research, lalaba abanye abagogekile kuma-handicap homes, sizama ukuthi incedise laba abagogekile bezibone ukuthi ngabantu phakathi nabantu ngoba ngamayouthi lapho, ngontanga njengathi.
Hayi, isikhathi sesesidliwe ngomangoye Mnumzana Nyoni, muhle njalo uyabukeka umsebenzi wenu, liqhubekele njalo.
Siyabonga Nkomo.
Veli lalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lo mqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Unemployment Youth Agenda umnumzana Zenzo Nyoni asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo umntungameli Nkomo.
Sibonge uNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo. Ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi eZimtha ithi ilungiselela ukukhulumisana lohulumende ngohlelo lokuthi abantwana befungiswe ekuseni nsuku zonke ezikolo olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.